what he left behind not so long ago. He's leaving.
Last night. Whew. She is something else. I remember interviewing her once a year back. It was just wonderful. She promised to make me fried chicken, and she never did. We are here with Baynard Woods, who is senior editor of the City Paper, who's not going to make me fried chicken. But welcome. Well,
you never know. You never know.
You never know. That's true. You never know. You never know. So how are you, Baynard?
Doing really well. How about you, Mark?
I'm very well. I'm very well.
So I feel like we should reverse roles today, and I should be asking you about the paper. So you want to tell us a little bit? We'll switch it around. You want to tell us a little bit about the cover story today?
Well, and I only just saw the cover story last night on what line, but apparently it's about the Real News Network, and they decided to interview me about the Real News Network. So I'm in the article, and someone told me that are our pictures on the front cover?
Yes, indeed, and your picture is on the cover. So this is it's an odd. We should be entirely transparent about whatever.
Maybe I should recuse myself from this entire conversation today.
Yeah, maybe I should just talk, and you should just. but it's a great story by Andrew Zaleski on the Real News Network, with whom you're collaborating some.
Yes.
And what it is that they're trying to do to bring? I thought the best line and the most telling line was trying to imagine what policy would look like in Baltimore if it were actually for the majority of Baltimoreans, and making news geared towards that. And I thought that was a really interesting way to put it.
And it's an organization that's interesting to watch. I mean, one of the things I found interesting, we're moving our offices there, is also their effort to hire a lot of African-American employees, people to bring the news to you. That's really different than many other stations have done, places have done. So, and I think they're going to be doing some interesting work. So I'm glad they made the front page, and I appreciate our picture being there, but it was more about TRNN than it was about me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Paul Jay seems like, I mean, he's a fascinating guy, and the stuff that, trying to bring that to Baltimore, we were glad to be able to look and see what that would mean for the media landscape here.
And so we just had Dave Zirin on the show. You have a piece on his book that Brett wrote.
A long conversation about Brazil's Dance with the Devil. Yeah, and it was you know, it's just fascinating stuff looking actually, and someone like me who's not a sports fan, but looking at the economics behind sports and what sports mean in the larger culture is you know, he does such a great job at doing that I always go to read Zirin, even though I'm not a sports fan at all. And one of the great
One of the great what?
One of the great pieces this week, Edward Erickson did a thing on Floyd Vines, who is the tenant council president at the J. Van Story Branch Apartments.
Right.
That the RAD program is trying to privatize. And his life is just, you know, he's a fascinating guy. The work he's doing there is great work in making roads between the progressive community with in his organization, and also the people at Red Emma's. And, but really had some amazing stories from his life, starting as a midlife crisis to rob banks when he was a younger man, and just like amazing things that I had no idea about. But Ed really tells it with some verve and that we've come to expect from him.
Yeah, I'm glad he did that. Floyd's been a guest on the show, and he is an amazing guy. And I'm very happy that you did that piece on him. I think he's a very special human being. You also have a piece on the theater piece this week. Lola Pearson, who's been on the show before as well, she has a new piece coming out, a new play.
Yeah, so they're at Acme Corporation. They're doing Casper, which is based on the kid who came out of had lived not around people, and at like 16 years of age came out and had one phrase that he could speak in Germany. And so she's really using, and she's going to be using Twitter and all kinds of things within the theater to communicate what it's like to not be able to communicate. And I think Lola is one of the smartest people in Baltimore's art scene. We gave her Best New Playwright. We gave them Best Production for Acme Corporation's version of Beckett's play that they did for 24 hours. And she's really an astounding intelligence. And so she's got great things to say about that.
Yeah, she is an amazing talent. I mean, I think I'm glad you are also focusing on her. I mean, that's the one thing that comes out of the City Paper often, which I really appreciate, is the focus on local theater and the incredible talent that does exist in this town. That's beyond center stage and beyond everyman.
Yeah, I mean, some of the smaller theaters, they're able to take the kinds of chances that, so I mean, Center Stage and Everyman are great, but they don't have the freedom to take the kind of chance that something like Acme is able to take. And so, you know, the story we talked about last week where these six theater groups are teaming up trying to get the city to lease to sell them the properties at 408 through 414 North Howard Street. Acme Corporation, which is now in the Lutheran Church up at St. Paul and 19th, you know, they're trying to get a permanent space there as well. So it could really be a tremendous impact on the city if all of these groups are able to really able to get a home over there.
So now what did you write in this issue?
So, you know, I only wrote my little art gossip column this week. I'm working on the cover story, a big story on John Waters for next week. So I was sort of off deck this week. But I did do a conflicts of interest, my sort of arts column about... I had made a what Micah saw as an unflattering comparison with their what I thought was the cult of personality they were building up around Fred Lazarus's retirement and the kind of cults of personality that the Politburo's surrounding dictators put up. So we put up a satirical blog post, and they were really angry about it. And so I acknowledge that maybe there was some poor taste in the Stalinist video, but also really applauding all of the great interns that we'd had from Micah.
So, Maynard Woods, thank you, brother. Senior editor of the Sun-Paper. Good to have you with us again.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Talk to you soon.
And you can just plop that paper out. It's ready on at all the stands around the city. And, of course, we'll be in that paper, the Real News Network, and they say my picture's on the cover. So much for choice, taste. Anyway, good to have them with us again, City Paper here. We're going to go out here with Percy Sledge, A Man Loves a Woman. His birthday, love some Percy Sledge. Can't do better than that. So sing that song, brother. I love that song. Reminding you on the way out of here to thank you all for listening to us and that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ Baltimore's Credit Union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ Baltimore's Credit Union is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.mecu.com. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stetia Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers Andre Melton. Our interns Alex Boston. You can go to steinershow.org, find information about all the stuff we talked about today and also podcast our program, or go to iTunes and download all of our shows as well. And for Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.